It's a schosset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Va'era, and it's such a jam-packed Parsha. It's the Parshas of the Leil HaSeder, the Pesach story, which we all know so well. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And he says, I am Hashem. Vayiro El Avraham. And I appear to Avraham, El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov, to Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lahem. But through my name Hashem, I did not know to them. So Rashi tells us, and that we see that there was a difference between the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael that's in Mitzrayim right now. It's very interesting. We see a lot of Elokim, we see Hashem, we see Kel Shakai, we see Yudkei Vavkei, all the different Lashonos representing different things. And we know that there was a difference between the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu actually refused. He said, I'm not going to Mitzrayim. I'm not going. And Hashem said, you had to go. And the Avos was a different level. There was no refusal. So they say different reasons. Either because the Avos were on an individual level. Right? There wasn't the Tzibur yet. There wasn't the community yet. But Moshe Rabbeinu was representing the community. So therefore, he said, I'm not going. Or Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Torah Shebaal Peh. And for Torah Shebaal Peh, he asks. You got to keep on asking. And the Avos also, again, the Gemara tells us that they learned Torah, but it was more on a chesed, it was more of a emunah, building Klal Yisrael, recognizing Hashem. And then all of a sudden, again, Hashem is saying, Moshe, you've got to go save the people, you've got to get Klal Yisrael out of this Mitzrayim. And he says, I want you to tell them following, right? Vav, vav, l'achein amor l'bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem. You tell them, I am God. And I'm going to go and I'm going to take you out of the sivos, of the burdens of Mitzrayim. And I'm going to save you. And I'm going to redeem you. With a strong hand. With Saim Gedolim. So we all know that the Gemara tells us in Psachim, Rashi brings down, and the Rashbam bring down from the Yerushalmi, that these represent the Arba Kosos of Yayin. We know that we have four cups of wine. And the Yerushalmi says, you know why? Because these Arba Lashonos of Geula, these four languages of Geula. And it's very interesting, because the Yerushalmi gives another couple reasons why we have four cups of wine. Another reason is because by the Sar HaMashkim, when Yosef was in jail, he was interpreting the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim. And it says in the Pesukim, it says Kos three times. And also, we know we have Birchas HaMazon, so that's four. Another reason, says Yerushalmi, is that it's representing the four Golas: Bavel, Madai, Yavan, and Edom. And lastly, the Yerushalmi says, is that because it's dealing with the retribution against Klal Yisrael, and finally the consolation at the end of the days. We're going to be able to drink four kosos. And the question, we'll call it 1A, we have a couple questions in this little section, is what's the connection of all these things? There's a lot of different, okay, four is a major number. We have to see what four is all about. That's what we're going to try to figure out. But what is the connection between all these four things? Furthermore, my grandfather, Rabban Zadat Salamem, Rav Zeicha, sitting at the Pesach Seder, saying next in so many years, Rav Zeicha, he used to always ask me the following question. We know that we have these four cups of wine. And you know, Leil HaSeder, we're so hungry. You can't eat anything, basically. Can't have bread. Only have it in the morning, and then stops. You can't have matzah. You're basically eating nothing. You're drinking water all day and having juice. But you can't have grape juice or wine, because you got to save it for the Seder. Right? So, but then what happens? Comes the Seder, and you start drinking, you have your cup of Kiddush, and all the different sections, but you start, like, drinking the wine. But the halacha is that between 3 and 4, you're not allowed to have more. So he's always asking, why? Why from 3 and 4, you're not allowed to have more? And furthermore, Why is it that the first three Lashonos, the Otseiti, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, is in Vav, 6-6, good way to remember it, and Vilakachti is in its own separate Pasuk, in Vav Zayin. Question two. I always ask this question in the Haggadah Shir. You can find it online. It's such a great question, and I think it's such a great idea. Right? I always give a shout out to Mr. Ruffenberg. It's a great question. Shragi used to always tell me his father loves this question, and it's a great question. We know that we're being introduced to the Eser Makos, Dam Svar Day, Yakin, and again, Pesach. Not trying to scare anyone. Pesach is not so far away. I don't want to scare any of the women because, you know, Pesach's like, oh my God, right? It's the best holiday, but you got to feel the slavery before you feel the freedom. So we know that Dam Svardeya, the first couple of Makos, Moshe didn't even do because he was saved by the river. We spoke about Moshe, Minamayim Mishisuhu, that he got out of the river. Basya found him. So he wasn't allowed to do it. But it's very interesting because when we're talking about Svardeya, the Torah tells us very interesting. If I would say Svardeya, right, it's frogs. What's the first? But if you look clearly in the Torah, it says in Parakas Pasuk Beis, Vaye Aharon et Yado, Al Mime Mitzrayim, V'tal HaSvardeya. And the frog came out. What do you mean the frog came out? There were a lot of frogs. We're talking about Svardeya, like frogs all over, right? In my house, I do, my kids are getting older, so they're like, okay, Tati, enough of your games. But you know, we have these little frogs, we throw it out to the little kids, they love it. I take my kids, I go out, I pretend I'm Paro, a whole shtick. But if I only brought one frog out, what is this? What is it, one frog? No, Svardeya. But it says Svardeya. So Rashi brings down from the Medrash, the Gemara, that says there was one frog. Machlokes, Kiva, Rilozar, was there a lot of frogs? But one opinion says there was one frog. And guess what? The Mitzvah kept on hitting the frog. So comes along the great Stipler Gaon. The great Stipler. Kanievsky, right? He was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was the Gadol Ador in Bnei Brak. And he wanted his sister to marry the great Stipler Gaon. And it turned out that he was on the train, and he thought that the seats were shot in, so he didn't sit the whole time. He comes on his first date, he falls asleep. Imagine falling asleep on your first date. It's not going to work out. She's like, what's the deal with this guy? So he found out that he was a tzaddik, and he couldn't sit on the seat. Baruch Hashem, they got married. They're zeichet to having beautiful children. You know, the Gadol Ador, who was nifter last year, Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. And again, but he was a goyim. He wrote the Kilas Yaakov. They tell a great story about the Stipler, is that he was in the Russian army. He used to put all the Jews in the Russian army. And there was one time he had to shoot on Shabbos. He didn't know what to do. Should he shoot in a shinoi, in like a weird way? So maybe it's only derabbanan, but it might be more. You have to get a bullseye to stop shooting. Or should he just shoot it straight? Maybe he'll get it quicker. And he did it in a different way, in a shinoi. And obviously Hashem said, you're going to get a bullseye right away. Unbelievable. Amazing. But the Stipler says the obvious question, if we're talking about one frog and you keep on hitting it, stop hitting the frog. Like, you don't have to be a rocket scientist over here. If you see that you hit a frog and more frogs come out, just stop hitting the frog. Question three. Right? We have the first of the seven Makos. Right? Dam Svardeya Kinim. Very interesting. We have 10 Makos and Aseres Hadibros. Right? Maybe there's a connection. Manager says, maybe there's a connection between the Eser Makos and the Aseres Hadibros. But it's very fascinating. Found in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof. It's talking about the last one in the 6th Parsha. Borad. And what does it say? Hayare Advar Hashem Avdei Paro Himiset Avodo Ved Mikneo El Habatim. Yeah? So what happened? Hashem says you should go and bring in all the animals. And what happens? Some people bring it in, some people don't. So I saw in the great Sefer, refrain on the Parsha, what do you mean? Every single thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do was happening. Everything that Moshe said was going to happen, happened. So all of a sudden, he says, listen, it's going to come down. Your animals, it's going to come down. And they still were so stubborn. How is it possible that they just didn't learn from their mistakes? So again, three questions. Question question one is that Arba Lashonas of Geula, and also we have all these other things, the Sar HaMashkim, why we have four cups of wine, the four Golias, Bavel, Mada, Yovan, and Edom, and we're going to have consolation at the end of days, we're going to have four cups. What is the connection of all these things? Why are the two separate psukim? Why are you not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup? The idea of the frogs, if you see that there's more frogs, just stop hitting the frogs. And lastly, they left their animals out, why did they not learn from their mistakes? So I think in order to understand this lesson of four, a person needs to go and he needs to analyze the first time in the Torah that it says four. And the first time in the Torah that it says four is found in Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Yud. And we know that we're told about the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and it says Vahanar Yotze Me'Eden, there's a river coming out of Gan Eden Lashkosa Gan Misham Yifareid Baya La Arba Roshim, and it was divided into four waters, and the Torah goes on and explains the waters. And we know that Adam and Chava messed up right in the beginning. They're created and they messed up, and Hashem comes to them and he asks them four questions. Very interesting. Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Vayomer Lo Hayeked. He says, where are you? Question one. Then he says, question two, Vamar Mia Gidlucha, who told you that you're naked? And then he asks another one, I commanded you not to eat. Did you eat? And then he says, what have you done? Mazos Asisa. So there's an idea of four by Adam and Chava that Hashem is coming to them and saying, hey, you messed up. And there's this river, four rivers coming out from Gan Eden. And there's a Gemara in Tainus and Dav Yud that says that the whole world drinks from the waters of Gan Eden. So the whole Adam and Chava were supposed to live this spiritual life. It was going to be the life of Gan Eden. It was going to be perfect. And they messed up. And there's an amazing, amazing Gemara. The Medrash says, Gemara also, that when Adam messed up, he went and he put himself in these rivers. And what was the whole idea of Gan Eden? It was the spiritual oasis of man and Hashem. No problems. Everything. Direct spirituality straight up. And then you get to the Mitzrayim. And I think the Mitzrayim is these four questions. The whole idea of four represents the idea of trying to get back to the Gan Eden. Four represents the idea that I want change. I want things to be different. And we know that on the Leil HaSeder, there are four mitzvos. Again, this whole theme of four. There's the mitzvah of Matzah, there's mitzvahs of Maror, there's the Sipor Yisiras Mitzrayim, and there's the Dalet Kosos. And the Vilna Gaon explains that these four chalakim of, first we have the idea of Kiddush. And Kiddush represents, says the Vilna Gaon, Olam Hazeh, because we have four elements, says the Vilna Gaon. We have Olam Hazeh, we have Yemos HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, we have Tchias HaMesim, and then we have Olam Hadol. So the Vilna Gaon says something amazing. He says that Olam Hazeh is represented by Kiddush, because when you take the wine, or the grape juice, and you go and you make Kiddush, you're bringing sanctity into something that's physical. And then you have the second cup, which is talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience. And that's the Yemos HaMashiach, what we're waiting for. And then you have the Tchias HaMesim. Why? Because all the people are going to come back to life, and there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, right? Fascinating, Machlokes Rishonim, when is Tchias HaMesim, when is Olam Haba, when is Mashiach? But the Vilna Gaon is assuming then you have a level of Tchias HaMesim, and the Gemara tells us in the Vavasar that there's going to be a Suda, a Leviathan. We're going to go and have a Suda, bringing all the people who are going to come back alive. And then we're going to have the Olam Haba. And the Olam Haba experience is the Hallel. All these four Chalakim are represented in the redemption. And Mitzrayim represents the idea of Mitzar. We put boundaries on ourselves. But our whole essence is to get to back to that spirituality. Just like by Adam and Chava, that they had these rivers connecting. But we want to get back to the Gan Eden. So too by Mitzrayim. The idea of four is to get back to where we want to be. But there's an element that a person has to realize that he needs to get out of the Mitzrayim. He needs to realize, it's fascinating. We know that there's a whole parsha in the Torah of Gerushin. Right? The Torah tells us, Vishilcha, we need to get out. And if you look in all the whole story, in this week's parsha, from Vayera, Bo, it keeps on saying the word Vishalach. Vishalach et ha'am v'abduni. Right? It says, all these different lashonos of Vishilcha. Why? Because we need to get out of that Mitzrayim. We need to be released from the Mitzrayim, what's holding us down. And then it even says, a lashon of, we know that a get is a gerushin, a separation. And we know that we have the idea of biyad chazaka yigar shenu. We want to get out of this aretz. So the whole yitzias Mitzrayim is that we're taking this idea and we're trying to leave the Mitzrayim. We're saying, hey, I have boundaries on myself. And this is a fix-up of the Adam and Chava. Because Adam and Chava, they messed up. They messed up. But they want, and Hashem came to them with four questions. What happened to you? Well, who told you you should do this? And the whole point is to get back into the Gan Eden, to get back into the spiritual, taking physical and bringing it into spiritual. And the question is, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we get out of Mitzrayim? And we all have different Mitzrayims within ourselves. We put boundaries on ourselves. We tell ourselves we can't accomplish. So I think one way that we could really do it. The Stipler says something amazing. The Stipler says, you know why they just kept on hitting the frog? Because they got so caught up in themselves. They got so angry. And when you get so caught up and you get so angry, you lose your mind, you lose your thoughts. And you just keep on doing it. I think one way that we could get out of this Mitzrayim mentality is that we could show ourselves that even if things don't go the way we want, everyone obviously wants things to go the way they want, but if they don't, we take a step back and we say, hey, it's okay. Hashem has a plan for me. I'm not going to get angry. This thing didn't work out. The guy just cut me off. I'm not going to get angry. Just recently, I was in my son's room and I'm trying to put him to sleep. You know, I'm reading him all the books. And, you know, trying to skip a couple pages, and he's like, Tati, I saw, he's my little four-year-old, doesn't know how to read, but he's like, you gotta go back. I'm like, okay, I'll go back. So I'm sitting on his bed, and all of a sudden, you know, like, you sit on the bed for, like, hours, like, no, I have nothing else better to do, just sit on the bed. And then, I'm trying to get up, and, like, he's going to sleep, but he's not really going to sleep, so then I leave, and he's like, no, I'm not sleeping. So I'm like, getting a little frustrated, and I'm like, come on! But then I thought to myself, hey, I can't get angry. So I said, come on, let me go! And he said, Tati, you ichi man. And I said, not ichi man, nice man. He said, no, you ichi man! And he's trying to get me, calm, let's be calm. I'm giving you a share of that anger. I want to get myself out of not being a Mitzrayim. I want to be a... And I calmed, and I said, I'm not ichi man. He said, you're an ichi man. So I said, I have an idea. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna sit on your bed, and then I'll be a nice man. And he said, Tati, you're gonna be a nice man. Sat on my bed, controlled myself, realized that really the kids are in control, not me. And I was very proud of myself because I was able to control myself. It was annoying. And again, we have other examples, bigger examples, where things were really being tested, were being tested in different ways. But if a person wants to get out of his Mitzrayim, he could take control of the situation. He could say, hey, it's okay. You know, it's very interesting. The Rambam writes that you always have to go middle. We got to be middle people, no extreme. However, there's two things that you need to go extreme. And those things are kas, anger, and gaiva. Can't be so haughty. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was that. Oh no, Mikol Adam. Right, we learned in this week's Parsha that he was such an Adam. He said, I'm not going. And Hashem said, you got to go. He didn't want it. He didn't want the fanfare. That's not what he was about. He was the biggest Adam out there. But why these two? So I think they're really the same thing. Because when a person feels he's old, he feels he's in control. When a person gets angry, he gets angry. Why? Again, a person obviously needs the boundaries. And you can't let everyone do everything. You can't be like, oh, can't get angry, let someone do whatever they want to me. No, obviously that can't be. And you need to put the right boundaries. But at the same time, you can't get angry when things don't happen your way. So I think one way that we could get out of this Mitzrayim to fix up the sin of Adam and Chava, because the whole point of we're trying to get back to the level of the Gan Eden, to be the spiritual oasis of Hashem, right? The four rivers attaching to Gan Eden, the four, number four, of all the different parts of the Seder, the four Lashonos, represents this idea of how to get out of the Mitzrayim. The way to get out of the Mitzrayim is one way, is to show ourselves that we could be in control of ourselves. Another way. We're very stubborn. We're stubborn people. Everyone's stubborn. They're fixed in their own ways. I remember once being zochet to giving a shiur in Rav Wein Shul in Rechavia. Right? My parents were in Rechavia, and I was there. I was giving a shiur. And a man came over to me afterwards and he said, no, so what do? I said, I teach in an American yeshiva. And he said, you're very lucky. I said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, it's very nice, it's great. And he said, I'll tell you why you're lucky. I'm like, okay. I'm like, uh-oh. He's like, you know, I'm older. I'm stubborn. I'm fixed in my ways. I do my thing. But your Bachrim, your students are 18, 19. They're developing themselves. You know, they're learning about themselves. They're young. They have the ability of changing. And he said, it gets harder when you get older, which is true. But really, a person could always change. You know, Mitzrayim, is, Moshe says, listen, you're going to be attacked again. Bring your animals in. Bring your animals in. Barad's going to come down. And still, people didn't listen. They were still stuck in their ways. And since they were so stuck in their ways, you know, it's amazing Medrash. Medrash says that Paro had three advisors. Who were the three advisors? Eov. Eov was quiet. Then he had Yisro. Yisro, father-in-law of Moshe, ran away. And then there was Bilam. Bilam stayed part of the plan of Paro. Imagine Bilam. Donkey comes to him and he's talking to him. Doesn't move. Says, Rabbeinu B'chai, what's going on here? You don't move. There's a donkey talking to you. Because he was so stubborn. He said, I'm just going. I'm destroying the Jews. He was so stubborn in his ways and things were glaring at him. And he still, he couldn't take the Musar. He couldn't take this idea. So if we realize that we have the ability to change, and again, as we get older, it's harder. We're fixed in our ways. But everyone could change in different ways. Everyone. People could... Whatever way you want to work on yourself, you have the ability. You want to make davening more meaningful. You want to get to davening earlier. You want to learn more. You want to spend more time with your family. There's so many important things that you can do. You could change. And change is hard for anyone. But you can change. And I think that's the lesson here. Don't be so stubborn. So why is it, said my grandfather to me, why is it that you have three, Vehotseiti, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, and then you have Vilakachti? Because you have to have, there's the physical freedom. We got out of Mitzrayim on a physical level. But after you get out of your Mitzrayim on a physical level, then you channel it to the spiritual level. And what's that spiritual level? That spiritual level is Vilakachti. Why Vilakachti? The Torah tells when you have a marriage, ki yikach, a marriage of one coming together. Our marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the marriage of the Torah, a marriage of the mitzvos, v'lakachti. We're coming into a spiritual nation. We're coming into this nation. And that's the Arba Lashonos of Geula. We get out of the Mitzrayim. We show ourselves that we could be in charge not to get angry as much. And again, it takes time. Right? The Gedolim, whenever, again, they were all human beings. Right? Whenever the Gedolim would get angry, they would go and they'd put on a special anger jacket. Everyone, imagine one time a day, something goes the wrong way, right? It's funny. If your kid spills the milk, you yell at them. If you spill the milk, it's okay, right? We're nice, right? We double cup sechus for ourselves. But if a person just takes a step back and said, it's going to be okay. Hashem has a plan for all of us. We could take the Mitzrayim out of us. And we don't have to be so stubborn. We could realize we could change so many different ways. So I think this is the idea. We want to fix up the sin of Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava represent the water coming out four. The first time in the Torah we see four. The whole idea of the Leil HaSeder represents four. Because Manishtana, how are things going to be different? We can make things different. We could do, we could change. And Hashem says, I love you. I put you in this world. I put you in this world to do great things. Don't think that you're stuck. You could keep on going. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Hashem says, I believe in you. You could do whatever you want. Bezus Hashem, let's take Parshas Va'era, let's put it into our lives, realizing that we could accomplish whatever we want. We could bring spirituality into our lives. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing